Welcome to Jury Duty. I'm your host, Chris Terracone. Season 8 of Jury Duty explores the trial of Alex Murdoch, a member of one of the most powerful families in South Carolina, who is accused of murdering his son Paul and his wife Maggie with the purpose of covering up a multitude of alleged crimes, including fraud and homicide. In our last episode, we continued our look at the direct examination of SLED forensic DNA expert Agent Sarah Zapata. In this installment, we resume our review of the testimony of Agent Zapata. That's all coming up right after the break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It is the morning of February 13th, 2023, day 14 of the trial of Alex Murdoch. As we concluded our last episode, under questioning by prosecutor Savannah Goud, SLED agent Sarah Zapata told the jury that a series of blood specimens collected from the steering wheel of Alex Murdoch's Chevy Suburban were submitted for DNA analysis. Agent Zapata further testified that she determined, with a high degree of probability, that elements of those specimens matched the DNA of Alex Murdoch and his wife Maggie. As we begin this installment, Prosecutor Goud prefaces her next question for Agent Zapata by handing her a plastic evidence bag containing fingernail clippings.
Let's move on to Exhibits 251, which was the left and right fingernails from Maggie Murdoch. Exhibit 251, did you analyze those items? I believe item 70 is the left fingernail clippings from Maggie Murdoch.
Yes, and 71 is the right fingernail clippings from Margaret Murdoch.
Well, let's talk about the left fingernail clippings first. What were the results of your analysis?
For item 70, a DNA profile suitable for comparison was developed. Several individuals were visually excluded from the profile first. Paul Murdoch, Anthony Cook, Roger Davis, Rogan Gibson, Connor Cook, Philip Beach, Renee Beach, Robin Beach, John Murdoch, Richard Alexander Murdoch Jr., or Buster, Richard Alexander Murdoch, Randy Murdoch, Miley Altman, and Morgan Dowdy are excluded as contributors. Excluded as contributors. For the proposition set, the DNA profile was interpreted as a mixture originating from two individuals because these are Margaret Murdoch's own fingernail clippings. She is assumed as a contributor. So the two scenarios are Margaret Murdoch, and in this case, the comparison was made to Claude C.B. Rowe using the StarMix software. So that first scenario is Margaret Murdoch and Claude C.B. Rowe contributed to the mixture. And the second scenario is Margaret Murdoch and an unidentified, unrelated individual contributed to the mixture.
Now, why was Claude C.B. Rowe included in this comparison?
So the other individuals I was able to visually exclude, which just means from looking at the DNA profile and comparing it to their standard, I could exclude them as a contributor. If an individual happens to have the alleles that, or if an individual cannot be visually excluded, so I cannot say from looking at their DNA profile, comparing it to the evidence that they are excluded, then I will run the statistic to compare them to that profile. And so that's why that comparison was made. The result of the comparison is the DNA profile is approximately 11 times more likely if Margaret Murdoch and an unidentified, unrelated individual contributed to the mixture than if Margaret Murdoch and Claude C.B. Rowe contributed to the mixture. So this is a result in support of that second scenario. It's not the first scenario like the others that we've been discussing have been.
So how much DNA were you looking at in this sample?
Are you asking, like, DNA that was not attributable to Margaret?
Like, Was there a small amount of DNA or a large amount of DNA under those left fingernail clippings?
There was not a lot of, there were not many alleles that were not attributable to Margaret in the profile.
So let's talk a little bit, explain about those alleles there that when you are doing your testing.
Yeah. Like I explained earlier, the alleles are the results of our test, and they will appear on in the profile that we're looking at. And they will be at different proportions based upon roughly how much DNA is present from the different possible contributors. So in this case, because they were Margaret Murdaugh's own fingernail clippings, her DNA is present in the profile at a higher level. And then we are looking at only a few alleles that were not her own alleles to make the comparison to the other individuals.
So was it three alleles?
Yes. Okay. That were not Margaret Murdaugh's alleles.
And those three alleles could be C.B. Rowe's alleles?
I could not visually exclude him, which just means when looking at his profile and comparing it to those other alleles, he did have those alleles, but it's a very low level of DNA that's being compared to him. And the result was in support of that second scenario, which was Margaret Murdaugh and an unidentified, unrelated individual contributed to the mixture.
And this courtroom here is full of people. Could anybody in this courtroom have those same three alleles present in that testing?
It's possible.
All right, let's move on. And let's put this other chart we have here on the screen.
Prosecutor Goud displays a diagram called a hypothesis support chart on the courtroom monitor.
And the results concerning C.B. Rowe, was that moderate support for exclusion for his results?
So what you're looking at is a scale. It's representative of a verbal scale that we have on our reports, and it's showing the different ranges for the likelihood ratio results that we can obtain. So on one side, you have the likelihood ratios that are in support of that first proposition or that first scenario. And you on the other side, you have the scale for the results that are in support of that second proposition. So here, the range is 2 to 99 for moderate support for that second proposition. And his result is an 11. Which falls within that 2 to 99 range.
Okay. And then the other result with just Margaret Murdaugh?
For Margaret Murdaugh, because it's her own fingernail clippings, we're not calculating a statistic. We're assuming her as the contributor.
And you also analyze the fingernail clippings from her right?
Yes.
And those are up there as well. What were the results of your analysis there?
The DNA profile developed is attributable to Margaret Murdaugh.
Prosecutor Goud then hands Agent Zapata another small evidence bag containing fingernail clippings.
And then takes Exhibit 252 is fingernail clippings from the right and left hands of Paul Murdaugh. If you could tell us any results from your analysis of Paul's fingernail clippings.
For both items 72 and 73, the result was the DNA profile developed is attributable to Paul Murdaugh.
After Agent Zapata answers the prosecutor's questions regarding the DNA profile of Paul Murdaugh's fingernails, the coverage of the trial is interrupted by technical difficulties.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Once the coverage of the trial resumes, Prosecutor Savannah Goud asks Agent Zapata about her findings related to the DNA analysis of Alex Murdaugh's shirt. The witness flips through her notes as she responds to Goud's questions.
Item 19.3, the coating from the exterior back, bottom center of the defendant's shirt.
For 19.3, the DNA profile was interpreted as a mixture originating from two individuals. For this item, I was able to assume Richard Alexander Murdaugh as a contributor. So the propositions or the scenarios that we're comparing are Richard Alexander Murdaugh and the person being compared versus Richard Alexander Murdaugh and an unidentified, unrelated individual contributed to the mixture. For the comparison to Margaret Murdaugh, the DNA profile is approximately 360 quadrillion times more likely if Richard Alexander Murdaugh and Margaret Murdaugh contributed to the mixture than if Richard Alexander Murdaugh and an unidentified, unrelated individual contributed to the mixture.
Item 19.4.
For 19.4, the DNA profile was interpreted as a mixture originating from two individuals, and this was a situation where I had to first calculate the statistic for Richard Alexander Murdaugh to see if there was enough DNA to condition on him as a contributor. So for that comparison, the DNA profile is approximately 120 quadrillion times more likely if Richard Alexander Murdaugh and an unidentified, unrelated individual contributed to the mixture than if two unidentified, unrelated individuals contributed to the mixture. And then moving forward with the other comparisons, I can say that Richard Alexander Murdaugh is contributing to the mixture. And just like before, we have Richard Alexander Murdaugh and the person being compared contributed to the mixture versus Richard Alexander Murdaugh and an unidentified, unrelated individual contributed to the mixture. For the comparison to Paul Murdaugh, the DNA profile is approximately 7 octillion times more likely if Richard Alexander Murdaugh and Paul Murdaugh contributed to the mixture than if Richard Alexander Murdaugh and an unidentified, unrelated individual contributed to the mixture.
And does that complete your analysis of that item?
That was the only one where there was inclusionary likelihood ratios.
Let's move on to 19.5, a cutting from stain B on the shirt. Could you tell us about any inclusions?
This item was also interpreted, the DNA profile was interpreted as a mixture originating from two individuals, and I was able to assume Richard Alexander Murdaugh as a contributor. For the comparison to Margaret Murdaugh, the result is the DNA profile is approximately 3,800 times more likely if Richard Alexander Murdaugh and Margaret Murdaugh contributed to the mixture than if Richard Alexander Murdaugh and an unidentified, unrelated individual contributed to the mixture.
Moving on to item 19.6, a cutting from stain C on the shirt. Tell us about any individuals that were included there.
For item 19.6, the DNA profile was interpreted as a mixture originating from three individuals. I was able to assume Richard Alexander Murdaugh as a contributor to the mixture. And so now we are comparing Richard Alexander Murdaugh, the individual being compared to the mixture, and an unidentified, unrelated individual contributed to the mixture versus Richard Alexander Murdaugh and two unidentified, unrelated individuals contributed to the mixture. For the comparison to Margaret Murdaugh, the DNA profile is approximately 570 octillion times more likely if Richard Alexander Murdaugh, Margaret Murdaugh, and an unidentified, unrelated individual contributed to the mixture than if Richard Alexander Murdaugh and two unidentified, unrelated individuals contributed to the mixture.
And does that include your, the results of inclusion for that item?
Yes.
Item 19.7, a cutting from stain D.
For item 19.7, the DNA profile was interpreted as a mixture originating from four individuals. Richard Alexander Murdaugh is contributing to the mixture, so I was able to assume him. And so the comparison in this case will be Richard Alexander Murdaugh, the person being compared to the mixture, and two unidentified, unrelated individuals contributed to the mixture versus Richard Alexander Murdaugh and three unidentified, unrelated individuals contributed to the mixture. For the comparison to Margaret Murdaugh, the DNA profile is approximately 1.9 quadrillion times more likely if Richard Alexander Murdaugh, Margaret Murdaugh, and two unidentified, unrelated individuals contributed to the mixture than if Richard Alexander Murdaugh and three unidentified, unrelated individuals contributed to the mixture. I also made a comparison to Nolan Tootin. The DNA profile is approximately 480 septillion times more likely if Richard Alexander Murdaugh, Nolan Tootin, and two unidentified unrelated individuals contributed to the mixture, then if Richard Alexander Murdaugh and three unidentified unrelated individuals contributed to the mixture.
And again, why was Nolan Tootin included in this comparison?
When looking at the evidence DNA profile, I was not able to visually exclude Nolan Tootin as a potential contributor to the mixture, and so I ran his likelihood ratio for comparison to that item. And then similarly to the other items, where if an individual is included when you run their likelihood ratio on their own, I also had to do the calculation for all of those individuals together to make sure that the DNA profile can be explained by a contribution of all of those individuals. So for that comparison, the DNA profile is approximately 450 duodecillion times more likely if Richard Alexander Murdaugh, Margaret Murdaugh, Nolan Tootin, and an unidentified, unrelated individual contributed to the mixture than if Richard Alexander Murdaugh and three unidentified, unrelated individuals contributed to the mixture.
Item 19.8, cutting from another stain on the shirt, stain E. You could just give us any individuals that were included in your results, please.
The DNA profile was interpreted as a mixture originating from three individuals. Richard Alexander Murdaugh is contributing to the mixture. For the comparison to Margaret Murdaugh, the result is the DNA profile is approximately 590 million times more likely if Richard Alexander Murdaugh, Margaret Murdaugh, and an unidentified, unrelated individual contributed to the mixture than if Richard Alexander Murdaugh and two unidentified, unrelated individuals contributed to the mixture.
19.9, stain F.
For item 19.9, a DNA profile was developed. Due to the inability to determine the number of contributors, no further interpretation will be offered.
Item 19.10.
For item 19.10, the DNA profile was interpreted as a mixture originating from three individuals. Richard Alexander Murdaugh is contributing to the mixture. For the comparison to Margaret Murdaugh, the DNA profile is approximately 430 octillion times more likely if Richard Alexander Murdaugh, Margaret Murdaugh, and an unidentified, unrelated individual contributed to the mixture than if Richard Alexander Murdaugh and two unidentified, unrelated individuals contributed to the mixture.
Item 19.11, which is a cutting from stain H, if you could explain any individuals who were included in your analysis.
So for item 19.11, the only individual who had an inclusionary likelihood ratio, first, the DNA profile was interpreted as a mixture originating from two individuals. Richard Alexander Murdaugh is contributing to the mixture. For the comparison to Hippolito Torres, the DNA profile is approximately 10 times more likely if Richard Alexander Murdaugh and Hippolito Torres contributed to the mixture than if Richard Alexander Murdaugh and an unidentified, unrelated individual contributed to the mixture.
So, with Mr. Torres, if you look back at this chart and tell us where he was fall along there.
The likelihood ratio for his comparison under those propositions was 10, which falls under our weak support for that first scenario.
So would that be trending towards exclusion?
It's on. It's in support of that first scenario on this side, the green side of the scale. But it's 10. So that very first arrow indicates weak support for that scenario. The range is 2 to 99, and his likelihood ratio when compared to the DNA profile. The DNA profile is approximately 10 times more likely if Richard Alexander Murdaugh and Hippolito Torres contributed to the mixture than if Richard Alexander Murdaugh and an unidentified, unrelated individual contributed to the mixture.
And I don't want you to repeat the same thing again, but could you kind of, clarify what that means?
When making my comparison to the evidence DNA profile, I was not able to visually exclude Hippolito Torres as a possible contributor to the mixture, and so I ran the statistic for his comparison. And the result of that comparison is in support of the first scenario. The DNA profile is approximately 10 times more likely if Richard Alexander Murdaugh and Hippolito Torres contributed to the mixture than if Richard Alexander Murdaugh and an unidentified, unrelated individual contributed to the mixture. So it's just tilting that seesaw 10 in that direction.
Okay, we have two cuttings left from the shirt. Item 19.12 is a cutting from stain I. Based on the comparisons you made, were any individuals included?
19.12, the DNA profile was interpreted as a mixture originating from two individuals. Richard Alexander Murdaugh is contributing to the mixture. For the comparison to Margaret Murdaugh, the DNA profile is approximately 1.3 nonillion times more likely if Richard Alexander Murdaugh and Margaret Murdaugh contributed to the mixture than if Richard Alexander Murdaugh and an unidentified, unrelated individual contributed to the mixture.
And then item 19.13. Cutting from stain J of the defendant's shirt.
For item 19.13, the DNA profile was interpreted as a mixture originating from three individuals. For the comparison to Margaret Murdaugh, the DNA profile is approximately 1.5 sextillion times more likely if Margaret Murdaugh and two unidentified, unrelated individuals contributed to the mixture than if three unidentified, unrelated individuals contributed to the mixture. So this is one where I was not able to assume Richard Alexander Murdaugh as a contributor, so I am comparing each person individually. For the comparison to Paul Murdaugh, the DNA profile is approximately 24 quintillion times more likely if Paul Murdaugh and two unidentified, unrelated individuals contributed to the mixture than if three unidentified, unrelated individuals contributed to the mixture. For the comparison to Richard Alexander Murdaugh, the DNA profile is approximately 29 times more likely if Richard Alexander Murdaugh and two unidentified, unrelated individuals contributed to the mixture than if three unidentified, unrelated individuals contributed to the mixture. And like before, because there are multiple individuals who were included as contributors when compared individually, I have to calculate the statistic for them together. For that comparison, the DNA profile is approximately 260 quindecillion times more likely if Margaret Murdaugh, Paul Murdaugh, and Richard Alexander Murdaugh contributed to the mixture than if three unidentified, unrelated individuals contributed to the mixture. And similarly to that other item where there was an individual with a lower likelihood ratio, there is that statement about the recommendation to put more weight on the results of proposition set three, which was the comparison to Richard Alexander Murdaugh, rather than the results of proposition set four when considering Richard Alexander Murdaugh as a possible contributor to the mixture.
With that, we bring to a close this episode of Jury Duty, the trial of Alex Murdaugh. Please join us on our next installment as we conclude our review of the direct examination of SLED agent Sarah Zapata and begin our look at the defense's cross-examination of the witness. Also, check out the Ambie-nominated crime story podcast Night Raid, wherever you get your podcasts. And if you would like to listen to these episodes early and ad-free, head over to our Jury Duty crime story Patreon page.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You can find more information about this trial on our Jury Duty Crime Story Patreon page or at crimestory.com. Jury Duty is created and produced by Carrie and Tholis. It was co-produced, written, and edited by yours truly, Chris Terracone. Music for this episode was provided by Strike Audio. Trial audio is courtesy of Law & Crime Networks. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you will come back for the next episode of Jury Duty.